Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name in this place, Lord. We bless your name in this place, Lord. We bless your name in this place. I'm going to change things up this morning. Normally we have our announcements now. We have communion and then announcements and then our offering. But what I'm going to do now is go ahead and have the message now, which I have no idea how it's going to go. Everything we want to say, we're going to have that now. And then we're going to have communion and offering and announcements after the sermon. I just want to share something that's on my heart. And I know it's probably not just on my heart, it's probably on your heart too. It's probably on your heart too. I don't know about you, but in some areas of my life, I am tired of living below or beneath of what Christ paid for me. Maybe you're not tired. Maybe you're satisfied. I'm not satisfied. I'm just not satisfied. I'm not satisfied living in a place where I'm not experiencing everything that God has said I'm supposed to be experiencing. I had a plan to give a sermon this morning called Rejoice in the Lord Always. That wasn't just, it just wasn't, it wasn't doing for me. I wasn't getting this go ahead on the inside. That's what I was supposed to preach this morning. And then when Eve said she wasn't coming, sent me a text that she wasn't coming because she had a headache. I thought about, I had all these, there's a gentleman I know in Florida, and he's part of a network that I used to be in. And they're very good people. I love them. But he's experienced a lot of miracles at his church. And he sent us a video of all the miracles of the people testifying of how God was doing at their church. And I was going to show that this morning, but that ain't work out either. So it must not be. I might show it next Sunday. But I want to share a dream with y'all. I want to start the what I want to share this morning with a dream. And I shared this dream with Robert and Kathy. And I think it was last week or the week before last, probably week before last. I had this dream. I had woke up, went back to bed, woke up, went back to bed. And this last time I went back to bed, woke up, went to the bathroom, went back to bed. And this last time I went to bed, I had this dream. And in this dream, I thought I was in my grandchildren's house. I won't name my grandchildren, the couple. But I thought I was in my grandchildren's house. And I thought, because they don't know about this dream, so I don't want to name them in a dream in case they hear it. But in the dream, me and my sister Essie was at their house. And I guess I came to see my grandbaby. They had a grandbaby. And their grandbaby was a little girl. And we was in the room and I was looking for the baby and I couldn't find the baby. And I'm saying to myself, oh, where is the baby? And I got on the bed, looked down on the floor, and the baby was on the floor in a blanket. And so I jumped across the bed like that and picked the baby up. And I said to myself, why is the baby on the floor? Why is this newborn baby laying here on the floor all by herself? And so when I picked the baby up, the baby was on a blanket and the blanket was covering the baby's head. When I took the blanket away from the baby's head, the baby was deformed. He had a head that was shaped like that. It had one eye on the left no eye on the right, no nose, no ears, no mouth, no hair. That's what I saw when I picked the baby up. And I began to be so full of compassion and so full of love for this baby. Thank you, Jesus. Then I just began to speak. I commanded the eyes to come, the ears to come, the mouth to come. Every part that the baby didn't have, I began to command that come on the baby. And right before my eyes in the dream, the eye formed, the nose formed, the mouth formed. Everything that baby needed formed as I spoke it, it came to being on that baby right before my eyes. And when the baby's mouth was formed, the baby started crying. I thought to myself, the baby must be hungry. I said, I wonder how they was feeding the baby. It didn't have no mouth. And I assumed that my grandchildren weren't in there because of the way the baby was, and they was heartbroken. So I ran in the other room to tell them. Well, before I ran in the other room, a couple came in with two little kids. I don't know who they were. And I ran in the other room to tell them, the baby's alive. Come see the baby. Come see the baby. And one of them wanted to come see the baby. The other one didn't. The other one didn't believe that God had really healed the baby, and they were still heartbroken, so they didn't come. But one of them came. But when I came back in, the gentleman that had came in the room was holding the baby. And I looked at the baby, and when I had commanded the baby to grow, the baby kept on growing. So now it wasn't a newborn baby. It was like a 6 month or 7, 8, 9 month old baby. And I looked at the baby, and I took the baby, and I said, and I commanded the baby to stop growing and for it to go back to where it's supposed to be. Right before my eyes, the legs shrink, and the baby was a normal size again. And I don't know why, but in the dream, I could understand the baby, and the baby could understand me. And the baby began to tell me that one of the little boys had fell on the baby. And I guess the baby was getting ready to die because they got hurt because the little boy fell on the baby. And I got sad because the baby was getting ready to die. And I woke up. And that dream disturbed me. It disturbed me. It disturbed me. And I couldn't figure out why I had the dream, what the dream meant. I had told Robert and Kathy about it, and they didn't know what the dream meant. I told my friend Brent about the dream too. And we figured out the baby didn't have to actually be a literal baby. It could be something else. It could be a ministry or something like that. You know, it didn't have to be actually be a baby. And then Robert said, why didn't you command the baby to live? I said, I don't know, Robert. I just woke up. I was so devastated. But when I prayed about it and asked God about it, then God impressed me too to command the baby to live, even though it was a dream, you know, but the dream meant something. To command the baby to live. And once I prayed about it and commanded the baby to live, I had peace about it. Before I didn't have peace about it. But what struck me most about the dream was that God is a miracle working God. And in a dream, I had no reservation about seeing what I was praying for, seeing what I was speaking for come forth for that baby, because I had so much compassion for the baby. And this morning I thought about it when Eve called and she had said she had a headache. I thought about how the devil has attacked the body of Christ. He don't attack us with sin for the most part, because we know how to resist sin. All of us resist sin, don't we? We resist sin. When sin comes, we resist sin. When the devil tells us to do something we know is sin, we resist it. We don't do it. But we have not learned to resist sickness and disease. We have not learned to resist it. I was reading it, and it said it's so easy for us in America to go to the doctor and get a pill. We go to the doctor, we get a pill. We take a pill for when we have something wrong with us. We run to the doctor because that's what we're used to doing. That's our natural reaction. So, and this message is not to condemn nobody, because look, I'm dealing with sickness and disease myself. Well, not disease, but sickness, you know. Right. So, but you know, all of us have to resist it. You know, it's not like one gets to stuff. Sometimes we think, oh, they so healthy, that's why there ain't nothing wrong with them, you know. Yeah, some attack them, they be running to the doctor too. But that ain't the case. The enemy attacks all of us. He attacks all of us. And all of us in the body of Christ, we have the ability to say no. I was so happy when I realized I had the ability to say no to sin. That I did not have to say yes to sin. I could resist sin. Weren't you happy? To know that now you're born again, I don't have to obey the devil. I don't have to obey my emotions. I don't have to obey what I feel. I might feel like doing something, but I don't have to do it. Somebody said about marriage, said, I think it was Greg Moore, said this young man came to him about, a couple of months after he was married, and said, Greg, I don't feel married anymore. What's wrong? And Greg said, it ain't about your feelings. You married whether you feel like it or not. So we got to learn to go beyond our emotions, beyond what we feel, beyond what we see, and depend on what the word of God says. What the word says. If you're married, you know you're married whether you feel like it or not. You know? And that's what a lot of these people that have a problem with their identity, sexual identity, need to know. You're a woman whether you feel like it or not. You know, you're a man whether you feel like it or not. Because that's how God made you. So we're so stuck on this feeling thing. You know, if I feel sick, I must be sick. If I feel like I got a headache, I must have a headache. If I feel this, I must have it. And the big one is, if the doctor say it, I must have it. The Lord let me know this about a few years ago. He said, let me know, who are you trusting most, the doctor or my word? Who has the highest authority, the doctor or my word? God's word is a higher authority than a doctor. Thank God for doctors. A lot of us would be dead if we didn't have doctors. But thank God for the doctors. And I know that God blesses the doctors. And there's a lot of stuff done through medication. People can live long with medication. They can use medication to get rid of certain stuff. So thank God for all of that. And thank God God had that in place. But that's not our highest thing. For a Christian, our highest thing is that by his stripes we were healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says this, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. If we were healed, we are healed right now. Right now. We're not trying to get healed. We're healed right now. Right now, we're healed. Our bodies might not feel like it yet. The doctor report might not say it yet. We might not look like it yet. But the Bible is yet true. We are healed. Thank you, Jesus. I am tired of us not seeing what belongs to us manifest in our bodies. Because it's ours. It belongs to us. It belongs to us. And we got to stop taking what we think is the easy way out. Sometimes we think things are the easy way out, but it's not the easy way out. Because one of the days you might get something that attacks you you can't get rid of with a pill. It might be something that attacks you, you can't go to the doctor and get it straightened out. It might come to a point where you really need to trust God because that's your only source. That's your only way out is to trust God. Right. So we got to start trusting him now in the small things. So if a big thing comes, we will have what we need to stand on the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We were designed. We were created to walk in the supernatural. We were created not only just to receive our own healing, but the Bible said we ought to heal the sick. Didn't say pray for the sick. It said heal the sick. I'm just guilty, you all. I'm not going about healing the sick. People I know going to the doctor, I need to start praying for them. I pray sometimes. But you don't just have, you don't have to wait till you feel something to pray. Because the Bible already said, heal the sick. I've heard some say they prayed with people and they didn't feel anything. And that's where the biggest miracle happened, when they didn't feel nothing. Because we're not supposed to depend on how we're feeling. Whether we feel anointed or don't feel anointed, that's not the case. The case is we are anointed, the Bible said. All of us. Every one of us are anointed. First John tells us, we are anointed. We have an unction in us. We have Jesus in us. I remember last week I told y'all, not only is he in us, but we're in him. How are we seated in the heavenly places? In Christ Jesus. Because like he was in the Father, and the Father was in him. Okay, now, we're in Jesus, and Jesus is in us. He's right here with us right now in us, in our spirit man. We're in him, in his spirit man, on the right hand of the Father. So we're never without him, but guess what? He's never without us. And it has nothing to do with feelings. It has all to do with what he said in his word. It has all to do with the word of God. And the word of God is true. It's true. It's true. Now the world is going to be going the other way. Majority of the body of Christ is going the other way. It's not that they don't know Christ. They know Christ just like we know Christ. We live in Christ. We're born again. But it's so much easier to go to the doctor and pop a pill than it is to just speak to it and believe it and trust the word of God. At first, it is. At first, it is. At first, it's kind of hard. Easier to do the other way. Why? Because we're so much used to the other way. Our brain and our bodies are used to going the other way. We grew up that way. I grew up in a home where sickness and disease is almost celebrated because we get to, then with Donna, we get to lay home and watch TV. So we wanted to be sick. You get to lay on the couch and mama didn't work you if you said you felt bad and you were sick. So to us, sickness was a servant to serve us to have what we wanted and get what we wanted. And some people nowadays, they use sickness as a servant. They use sickness as a servant. How do they use sickness as a servant? People are nice to me when I'm sick. They give me some pity when I'm sick. I get attention when I'm sick, you know. Some people, I get a paycheck. It's called disability check when I'm sick. So sometimes people don't want to be well because they don't want to give up all that stuff that sickness is bringing. It was Andrew was praying for a man one time, and I think it was. And the man got healed, but then it come back. And Andrew was wondering, you know, he trying to counsel the man about his sickness. And so the man looked at him and said, if I get healed, what's going to happen to my check? So we got to give up all that stuff and decide, okay, do I really believe the word of God? Do I really want to be healed? Or is it okay if I just, you know, follow the status quo? Acts 10:38 said this about Jesus. And I can understand some people don't know if it's God's will for them to be healed or not because they don't know the scriptures enough. But we know. I don't think there's one person in here that doesn't know that it's the will of God for them to be healed. We all know that. We all believe that. Acts 10:38 said this, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power and went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. God was with him. Guess what? God is with us. Scripture tells us that. God is with us and in us and upon us, really. He's in us, he's with us, he's upon us. So we have him with us through Christ. Through Christ, we have God in us, with us, and for us. If God is for us, the Bible says, who can be against us? Or what can be against us? If God is for us, what disease, what sickness, what pain can be against us? Since God is for us. Amen. Because nothing can separate us from the love of God. And God loves us. And God wants to see us well. He doesn't want to see us sick. He doesn't use sickness to teach us something. He doesn't do that. He takes the word of God and teaches us through his word. So I'm preaching this morning because I love you. I'm tired of seeing me have these little ailments. I had to change my mentality. And my mentality was, okay, Ernestine, you're 73 years old. This is going to happen. Because the world says that. You know, you're going to have this, you're going to have that, you're going to feel this. And so when the pain started coming, you think, oh, it's just because of my age. No. I don't care how old we are. There's no time limit on the word of God. It doesn't say it works when you're young, but it don't when you're old. Older. The word of God works all the time. I don't care who you are. How old we get, it works. Moses was 120. Mm-hmm. You're thinking right, Mary. That's it. Moses was, and his eyesight was not abated. And his strength, he didn't get weak. He wasn't weak. He was still strong. Yes, he did. How many of us can walk up a mountain right now? Probably none of us. But that don't mean we can. Can't. We can. We can. We can. We can. We can. Just like we can live free of all this sickness and disease that's in this world. It's in the world. It's going to be in the world. The only way not to have to deal with it is get out of the world. And Jesus told, what Jesus tell his father? Father, I don't pray that you take them out of the world. You know, don't take them out. But let them not be of the world. Let them be in the world and not of the world. Not live according to what all the world lives according to. Don't live according to that. And it's up to each one of us. I can't make a decision for you. You can't make a decision for me. We have to decide, do I obey the word of God? Do I put the word of God to the test? Do I speak to my body and command it to do what the word of God says it's supposed to do? And I've had many a times when I spoke the word of God and my body came in alignment. Pain left. You know, sickness and disease left. So it's not that I have not experienced that, I have. But it just means I have to be more attentive to it and not let distractions come and stop me from doing what I know to do. Y'all know how it is sometimes, you know to do right, you know to do something, but because of the distraction, you just don't do it. And you say to yourself, I knew better than that. You know, so that's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. We got to do that. Does God love us? Yes, he loves us. He's still going to love us. He's not going to ever stop loving us. Whether we walk in the healing, whether we walk in that part where he's giving us or not, he's still going to love us. Are we going to still love each other? Yes. We're going to still love each other. We're going to still love each other. But it's the will of God that we walk in healing. When Jesus was here, he healed all that came to him that wanted to be healed. The only time somebody didn't get healed was in his own town. And that was because of their unbelief, their lack of faith in him. That's why more of them didn't get healed. But Jesus healed everybody. And what's so good about it, he didn't ask them, did you see him today? How good is your life today? Are you holy today? He didn't say none of that. He just healed them. He didn't hold nothing. He didn't examine nobody to see how they were living. before he healed him. Amen. But he healed all that came to him. And he does that same thing today, because now it's the fact is, it's already been done. By his stripes, we were healed. Now it's just up to us to receive what's already been given to us. We don't have to say, God, will you heal me? Because he already had. We just have to receive what he's already done and given. Just receive it. How do we receive it? We receive it by saying, leg be healed. Headache go. Just command it. Use the authority God has given us. Just command it to go. I've had headaches and I've had in the world it's probably called arthritis, rheumatism, whatever you might call it. Pain. Yes, yes. The pains that come. And I have to say, pain go, or pain stop. And it stops. And it stops. Now there's some more stuff I'm working on. It doesn't obey me quite as easily. So, and I know you got something don't obey you quite as easily. But do we give up and stop? No, we don't. We don't give up and stop. We don't give up and stop. But we keep on moving in and pressing in to what's already ours. We keep pressing in what's already ours. And you know what? There's no condemnation. There's no condemnation. If I'm pressing in and I don't get what I'm pressing in for right now, there's no condemnation. I just keep pressing in. I just keep pressing in. Because if I keep pressing in, after a while, what I'm pressing in for is going to manifest. But I just keep pressing in. I just keep pressing in. Thank you, Jesus. So let's stand. Is there anyone this morning that's in pain this morning? Anybody got pain this morning? Right now, I don't have any pain, but I have had to contend with speaking to healing for this leg right here. But it's, you know what? It's feeling right good right now. Amen. So anybody in pain? Okay. If not, anybody online? Just text me, because I'm here. I'm not over there. So if anybody online on Zoom wants prayer, just text me right quick. Eve's listening. She said, amen. Thank you. And I'm going to show those testimonies next week, because we need to hear some testimonies. We need to see what God is doing. Sometimes people receive their healing just by looking at a testimony, because they see God doing it for somebody else. They say, God, you can do it for me. So we're going to look at those testimonies next Sunday. I'm going to figure out how to do it so we can see it. Okay. And I love y'all. Y'all love me? Amen. That's what Dwayne Sheriff says. He says something. He said, I love y'all. Y'all still love me? Yeah, I still love y'all too. Amen. I want to see us walking in healing. I really do. I want to see us walking in healing to the point that we're not only walking in healing for ourselves, but we're healing other people. See, the body of Christ is supposed to be walking in healing so they what? They can go and bring healing to the world. And when you go and bring healing to the world, then people see the goodness of God and the love of God, and they want to receive him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But if we serving a God and he ain't doing nothing for you, they look at you, you broke, you disgusted, you sick, you ain't got nothing going for you. And they gonna say, well, you say you serving God, you say you born again, and you ain't doing as good as I am. You know, and we don't want that set of us, do we? No, we don't want that set of us. We don't want that set of us. We do not want that set of us. We sure don't. Got some prayer requests that came in, y'all. We don't want that said of us. We want to be said that we are the healed of the Lord and not the sick. Them saved folks are some healed folks. Them saved folks, some joyful folks. Them saved folks ain't never broke. That's what we want them to say about us, don't we? They love Jesus. And Jesus has not let them down. Amen. Amen. Unlimited resources. Amen. 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 I have a couple of prayer requests. Pray for Lula Dickens, arthritis in her body that affects her legs and weakness in legs. Amen. And that's what attacks us when we get older. And the reason we don't stand against it as Christians is because we think it's because we think there's no use of standing against it because of age. Yeah, it's normal. We have been taught it's normal. And for a Christian, it's abnormal. For us, it's abnormal. It's not normal for a Christian. It's not normal for us. So whatever we've been attacked with by the enemy, and it's called sickness or disease and got another name, it's not normal. It's not our normal. So we're going to pray. Get me a little water, y'all. Mouth is dry. You're going to pray for Miss Lula Dickens. Amen. I don't know how old Miss Lula is, but this thing I do know. Arthritis and weakness in the leg does not belong to her. Because Jesus what? Jesus took it to the cross. He took it to the cross. He took it to the cross. It was in his own body. He took it to the cross in his body. And so whatever anybody on Zoom is facing this morning, think about whatever you're facing. Jesus took it on his own body. And if Jesus took it on his body, why are we allowing it to stay in our bodies? When Jesus already took it in his body. He has no right in our bodies because Jesus has already paid the price. He already suffered in his body. So we should not be having it. So Father God, we thank you for Miss Lulu this morning. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We don't know her personally, Lord, but you do. You know Miss Lula Dickens. You were the one that made her body. You created her body. You made our bodies, Lord. You made our bodies to operate the way you commanded it to operate. You did not make sickness and disease. You did not make arthritis. Arthritis is not for our bodies. So we come against arthritis right now. It's just the name in Miss Lula's body. And we say, arthritis, go in the name of Jesus. Body, weakness in legs, go. Weakness in body, go. Legs, be strong. Body, be strong in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you. Let Miss Lula know she has to stand against arthritis. Stand against the weakness in her body. Not give in to it, but to resist it in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you. We believe your healing power is working in Miss Lula's body right now. We speak life to her body. We speak life to her limbs. We speak life to her legs. And we say life has to, when life comes, all the darkness has to go. And sickness and disease is darkness. It's not light. It's darkness. And when the light comes, then the sickness and disease, which is darkness, has to go. So God, we thank you for her healing right now. Thank you for strengthening her body, Lord. There's nowhere where it says that she have to die with all this stuff. She can go to home and be with you in ease and strength in the name of Jesus. She don't have to die with any sickness or disease. And so God, we say thank you in the name of Jesus. And God, I speak healing over all our bodies right now in Jesus' name. And God, I say that when sickness and disease attack us, help us to stand up against it and say no. Amen. Immediately in the name of Jesus. And not receive it. Let us say no to the doctor's report. Not that we're denying the fact, but we're denying it's right to stay in our bodies. We're denying its fact. We're denying the fact that it has to be part of us. It does not have to be part of us. We are the healed of the Lord and not the sick. And so God, help us to remember that. Remember that. And God, we know as we go and we walk this journey, we are learning. And let there be no condemnation. If sometime I might have to take a pill or you might have to go to the doctor, no condemnation. But keep believing God. Wherever your faith is, believe there. And God will increase that faith. Believe that God is with you no matter what comes, no matter what you might have to go through. Believe he's there and he will take you through. And healing belongs to you. And so, God, we thank you for healing this morning. We thank you for healing that's on your children this morning. Thank you, Father God, because you have called us healed. We are just as much healed as we are saved. We are just as much delivered from sickness and disease as we are from sin. So, God, we thank you for that this morning. Help us to walk in that, to believe it and speak it. The Bible says, Paul said, we have believed, therefore we have spoken. Help us to believe and then speak. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated.